Jamila Bolden's cousin, April Cooks, stood outside a funeral home in Jennings on Friday as friends, family, and classmates came to pay their respects.
Every time she came to a family function, she was the first one dancing. Her smile was so pretty and her hair all the time. And she was just a lovely spirit.
Bolden, a fourth grader, was shot and killed by a passerby while doing her homework in her mother's bedroom on August 18th. Shantae Bryant, the mother of one of Bolden's best friends, says her daughter is devastated and now scared for her own safety.
I think people need to really learn how to, you know, put the dukes up and put the guns down. You know, fight like they used to back in the day instead of losing a life. We never get her back. Never.
Many St. Louisans have echoed Bryant's remarks. Something has to change. But how? One strategy with some promise uses theories from public health to reduce gun violence. Tracy McClendon Cole, who directs one such program in Kansas City, says an epidemic of violent crime is a lot like cholera.
We know that violence occurs by actual exposure to violence. Childhood exposure, domestic violence exposure, community violence exposure, and even including post-traumatic stress.
McClendon Cole says that to stop cholera, many people think you have to change the entire water system, but that isn't always the case.
But public health, when it comes in terms of looking at an overall map of how do we begin to identify the disease, interrupt the disease, provide alternatives, and then also begin to change community norms, he began to liken violence the same way.
McClendon Cole's program is Aim for Peace, which is run through Kansas City's health department. It employs violence interrupters to meet with people throughout the city and connect them with resources to escape what the program calls high-risk lifestyles. And there's another part, which McClendon Cole calls a vaccine in the cholera metaphor. Aim for Peace counselors like Rashid Junaid go into hospitals to meet with the friends and family of a victim after an attack to try and stop retaliatory violence. Junaid says there's an hour-long period after a crisis when people are more open to hearing what he has to say.
We begin to engage those young people with the conversation of responsibility, consequences, hope, to try to change their mentality through persuasion and they're really just some evidence in terms of our own lives and how we've lived our lives previously and the consequences that we've saw.
The Aim for Peace program operates on a three-year, $1.2 million grant from the Department of Justice. Supporters credit the program with a 28% decrease in homicides last year. But in St. Louis, the response has centered on law enforcement. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson's attempt to hire 160 additional officers has yet to be passed by the city's Board of Aldermen. During a recent appearance on St. Louis on the Air, Dotson said any conversation about gun violence has to include a conversation about guns.
I've seen an almost 70% increase in stolen guns this year, most of them out of vehicles. That gun immediately goes into the underground, into the hands of criminals. So there's no mandatory reporting for stolen guns. I think the city of St. Louis needs to look at specific gun laws for our area, like Chicago has done.
It seems like a perfect storm. Crime rates go up, so people buy a gun to protect themselves. That puts more guns into circulation, which can push the crime rate even higher. But McClendon Cole of Aim for Peace rejects the idea that gun control should be the first step forward. She says it's more about changing a person's mindset and restoring faith in the justice system, so people don't resort to violent means to solve disputes in the first place. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.